and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast. Today we're going to be continuing on our journey with Tanshi on to part 3, chapter 1, and I hope you enjoy it. I know I've been enjoying the journey thus far, and thanks for listening.
Part 3. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Revelations 13:17-18. Chapter 1. The soldiers grabbed Tanshi and jerked away his laser. He floundered and struggled. Demeter's airlock slammed shut behind them. The soldiers dragged Tanshi into the March ship. Their airlock hissed shut. The tube glowed red and screeched against Demeter's hull. The broken tube banged against the ship. Tanshi felt a moment of relief that Andre and John, but particularly Anne, had escaped. The soldiers held him down, pulled off his armor, and manacled his hands and feet. He snarled and bit uselessly at their armored hands when they dragged a burlap hood over his head and tied it tight around his neck. The soldiers beat him. His captors dragged Tanshi deep into the bowels of the ship. A door sighed open in front of them. One of Tanshi's worries disappeared. The doors ran mechanically. The soldiers shoved him ahead. Footsteps and conversations echoed in a large hall. The soldiers stopped. "Reimer's vampire," one said. "Indeed. Give me his hands." The soldier pulled Tanshi's hands forward onto a pad. Tanshi probed. The pad registered his hand and fingerprints. His mind followed the information into the computer. The connection broke when the soldiers jerked him away. They propelled him through a door. One of them shoved his sweater up his arm and yanked his arm forward onto a table, forcing him to fall to his knees. Metal clamps held his arm still. Tanshi steeled himself for the unknown. A buzzing filled the air. Tanshi's bicep pricked and tingled. The noise stopped. The guards released the clamps and pulled him up. His jailers shuffled him through another opening and down a hall. They halted. A door hissed open. The soldiers pushed him onto the floor and pulled off the hood. Tanshi squinted in the bright light. Only two remained, one stocky, the other skinny with red hair. They no longer wore armor, but their green uniform with the black cross over the breast that meant privates. They stunk. The whole ship stunk of March. The two soldiers slammed the cell door behind them. Tanshi's muscle hurt from his beating, but nothing seemed broken. He'd suffered worse from his own people. He couldn't believe his good fortune. His hand held and pouch remained at his waist. The seppuku stake remained in the holster buckled around his shin. They had chained his hands in front instead of the back. Tanshi thanked Lord Doragon. He opened his pouch, pulled out a thin metal hook, and dug at the lock of his handcuffs. It clicked open. He opened the chains on his ankles. Tanshi removed his sweater and shirt and examined his upper arm. They had tattooed him with the March number 666. Were over 600 slaves on the ship? Did Reimer have over 600 slaves, or was this the brand of a March monster? Tanshi shook his head. For all its faults, at least no one owned another on Menendek. He scrutinized the small cell. A sink, a smelly hole in the floor, and a thin, filthy mattress gave cold comfort. Tanshi ran his hands over the dull metal walls and examined the ceiling. He crawled over the floor. The March trusted their jails. No electronic bugs or security cameras watched him. Tanshi pressed his hands on the door and commanded it to open a bit. Silence. The door swished to one side, and he slipped into the harsh light of the corridor. Once again, no security cameras needed disabling. Tanshi matched what he saw with what he had heard when they brought him to the cell. Pat and padded to the right. The door at the end of the hall opened onto another corridor. Then the corridor turned. Tanshi drifted up to the corner and peered around. A guard in a glass booth sat with his feet up on a control panel. Cards for solitaire slapped down on the table beside him. Tanshi attacked and mesmerized, feeling tempted, but he decided against it. It must look like he never left his cell. He pulled the guard to the floor and put on his cap and jacket. Anyone taking a quick look wouldn't know the difference. Tanshi touched the control pad and his mind entered it. The computers contained a series of interesting security codes and blocks. Tanshi treated them like enjoyable mathematical puzzles. A program identified him as an invader. He circled and contained the antivirus. The navigation logs appeared before him. Tanchi grinned. The complicated mathematical path to March shifted through a boiling invisible cloud. Tanchi marked the spot for a later return and tagged the locations of the ship schematics and defense systems. He examined the guard roll. Half an hour to a change. Time ran short. He floated on the power of the ship, reached out to the universe through the communications channel, and felt for Demeter. Tanchi pulled more energy around him. The lights dimmed, then returned to normal. Demeter popped into his mind. "You're far away, but I can connect," she said. "You're all right?" "For the moment," Tanchi said. "We must download as quickly as possible." His linked mind moved back to the markers. Tanchi tumbled into download, not stopping to compress the files. The transfer finished. Tanchi licked his lips. Soon the march would feel the wrath of Menendek. "Anne wishes to speak to you," Demeter said. "I've said my goodbyes." "Not to me," Anne's voice whispered in his mind. "Don't commit seppuku. Surely there's a shuttle or escape pod. Come back to us." "It's all planned." Andre's voice broke in. "By people who want your destruction. Their greatest hero, and they drummed you out of the military. You don't have to go back to Menendek."
"Be a traitor with us. We love and care for you." Anne paused. "I love and care about you." The return to life he felt in Anne's company overwhelmed Tanchi. He checked the ship's schematics. Several shuttles, large and small, waited on a lower deck. "All right, I'll try to escape," he said. "But the chance is remote. Don't put yourselves in danger for me. I'll steal a shuttle." "We'll wait for you. You know the coordinates," Demeter said. "I love and care for you, too, you know." "I know," Tanchi said. "Take care. Be safe," Demeter said. "You too. They may end up following me," Tanchi said. "I'm not so easy to catch," Demeter broke the connection. A small bell pinged. The guard changed. Tanchi checked the security files and replaced the unconscious guard's handprints with his own, becoming Go Forth Martin. He wondered if they called him Go or Forth for short. Tanchi absorbed the schematics of the ship and mentally thanked Anne for his short hair under the cap. The door past the security booth opened onto the large hall. Across the way stood the intake entrance and a bank of elevators. Pumped with adrenaline, Tanchi strode across the hall to the lifts. The guard changed crossed the hall as the elevator door closed in front of him. Tanchi smirked. He made the lift answer to him and no one else. The elevator descended and sighed open. Tanchi stepped out into the corridor leading to the shuttle bays and walked down to a shuttle door. An alert sounded. Tanchi swore. They must have come for him. Tanchi slammed his hand against the door pad. His unauthorized print set off a signal at the guard station. Go Forth couldn't enter. Tanchi bent his mind to turn it off. Too late. An armored soldier ran down the corridor and pointed his laser. Tanchi turned and kicked. The laser flew through the air. He flipped the guard, jumped on top of him, and pulled off his helmet. The soldier avoided his eyes. Tanchi pressed an arm down on his neck. The soldier gasped for breath and glanced up. Tanchi mesmerized him. Too bad there was no time to feed. Tanchi jumped back to the hand pad, concentrating, searching for a match to open the door. He panicked. Soldiers ran down the corridor. One held up a long funnel like the end of a fire extinguisher. A sweet, sickening smell shot around him. Stasis gas. The hall buckled and wavered. How could Murasaki give them stasis gas? Why? Why? Menendek was doomed. Tanchi collapsed to the floor.
Thank you all for listening. And as always, if you absolutely cannot wait until next week to get the next portion of the adventure, you can head on over to patreon.com/forgottenfantasy. And purchase a copy of the book for $5. We also stream live video game content, although right now we are taking a hiatus because we just can't manage everything with my kids being in distance learning, so we're taking a bit of a break from streaming. But our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/gamersillogical. And our Twitter page is at GamersLogical. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/ForgottenFantasy. And I hope y'all have a good day. Take care and good health. Bye-bye.